episode 109 of
Brutal Battle.
Yes, it's Brutal Battle. Once again, two of my favorite folks in the Heezy.
What up?
Matt, hello. It's Matt Van Zandt. It's Sean Creel. And we're going to get a little crazy this episode. In a good way. In a very good way. So, guys, how are you doing? It's been a little bit.
Yeah. It's been a while. I'm thirsty.
As you should be.
Been craving a beer tournament.
Good.
I'm still riding a little high off my win at the last tournament.
That's...
So.
Yeah.
I've never won, so...
Well deserved.
It can only go up from here.
Well deserved on that win. And
yeah.
And big props to Kyle for coming in second, because that double smoke was good too. So, but you just went crazy with that JW Lee's. That was a nice beer. So thank you. Well deserved win. We'll see what happens in the next tournament. Whoever's there, I don't know. Depends on schedules a lot. So let's get into it real quick. We're gonna do hop knowledge. And today we have Santium hops. Santium hops were released in 1997 by the USDA, and it's actually a cross between three different hops: German Tettnanger, Hallertau Milchfru, and Tetrapolid USDA Male, which I assume is not like a commercial hop. It's actually just kind of something used to crossbreed other hops, is what it seems like. And it's one third of each of those.
A lot of times they'll use those for... some of them will have more powers against certain types of diseases.
Yeah.
So they use that to try and get the characteristics of that into a new variety.
Which, interestingly enough that you bring that up, this hop is actually susceptible to powdery mildew, but not susceptible to... Where is the one? Downy mildew. It's not susceptible to that. So a lot of the hops we've talked about before, when I talk about the susceptibilities, they're usually resilient to everything. So I guess if you're thinking about this hop, it's kind of... more of a risk to try and grow, because it might get destroyed.
It depends on, I don't know if those two types of mildew are in different areas. It might be bred for like one region over another.
That's true. That's a good point. So the Tettnanger and the Hallertau are obviously German varieties. So those are typically used for lagers and pilsners and German style brews. But this hop, the Santium, brings out a flowery aroma mixed with peppery spices, and it's typically in the United States used for fragrances to kind of make more interesting and round out the aromas of IPAs and American-style pale ales. So, interesting to know.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Two examples of beers using it: Sly Fox Brewing Company's Santium IPA, never had it, and Gaslight Brewery and Restaurant's Bulldog Blonde.
Okay.
Which sounds like... an interesting one. I feel like I always want to try like every single one that I bring up in the hop knowledge, because, you know, it breaks down for you what that particular hop's supposed to be like. So you want to kind of taste it and be like, okay, this is what it's exactly like.
Yeah.
So we can't do that. What we can do is try four very interesting beers that are sitting in front of us for the warm up. Now, this all started back when Matt decided that he wanted to get his hands on a beer called Hunapu.
Yes, sir.
By Cigar City. And
not that easy to come by.
No, not anybody who knows. It is certainly not easy to come by. But he said, I got this Mexican cake. And I said, well, hey, let me try to see if I can find a way to get a Hunapu. And then how about we open the Hunapu, we open the Mexican cake at the same time. I said, deal. So we've been trying to put that together. In the meantime, got the Hunapu, he's had the Mexican cake. In the meantime, we also grabbed a few other things. Sean here pulled in a Shoko Vesa by Stone.
Yep.
And I found, at Sean's store at the time, but he's moved on to bigger, better things. At his store at the time, they had some Prairie Bomb by Prairie Artisan Ales, which is in the same vein as these other beers. So we're actually doing a four-beer tasting of the Mexican cake, the Prairie Bomb, the Shoko Vesa, and the Hunapu, which should be very interesting.
Gonna
because,
be a good afternoon.
Yeah, it's just a terrible situation to be in right now.
Yeah, we're recording at like 3:45 right now on a Saturday afternoon, so might be kind of useless in like an hour. I don't know.
This is quite perfect.
Yeah. So this should be really interesting, and as we know, what we do on the show is we do things blind. So we know what the beers are, but we don't know which ones in which numbered glass. So we have
all very similar styles too.
Yeah, and they look the same, to be honest.
And all four of these beers are revered on their own.
Yes. Yes, they are.
People will fight over some of these beers.
But we will settle it once and for all, at least for us individually.
Yes.
I've always wondered which one I would think is best. I've never had... I've had the Chocoveza. We actually did it on a show. I wasn't huge on it because of the amount of spicing in it. But who knows if I'm trying it blind again. With these other ones, maybe that'll change. I have never had Prairie Bomb, and I've never had Mexican Cake. I had Hunapu and Double Barrel Hunapu a bunch of episodes ago. Thank you to Adam Miller for that. So I know what Hunapu tastes like, but who knows if I'll be able to pick this out. I don't know.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to try Prairie Bomb pretty recently, and I have some family in Charleston, South Carolina, so...
Lucky bastard.
I have a connection to Westbrook when I can use it, so I've had Mexican Cake.
Nice.
The only one I haven't had before is the Hunapu. I had Mexican Cake, but Matt and I drank that together after pouring beer at a beer festival all day. And
so you don't really
pouring another beer. So I'm not quite sure I remember what that one tasted like.
What is that? I don't know. Okay, so just to get it out of the way, the coloration is going to be the same on all these, except 1, 2, and 4 have very tan heads. 3 has a very white head to it, which is kind of odd in my
opinion.
Very
distinct difference for that one.
So but that one stands out for
all
that
are
reason.
Jet black. The bodies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess it's kind of hard to see through most of these.
Can't see jack squat. Okay, so want to start smelling one? I smell chilies immediately, which all these beers have some version of a pepper in them.
Yeah, you get that very fresh pepper smell, very vegetal.
Vegetal, earthy.
Doesn't smell real hot, though. Not a lot of heat, just a vegetal green.
I get a slight bit, but I think I smell like a little bit of a coffee aspect
in
this coffee
as well.
Some bitter roast notes.
Definitely really roasty.
I think all of these have cocoa nibs in them, so you're going to get chocolate most likely in every single one of them, which I get a little bit, but honestly, the pepper in this is very upfront, very present, and almost a little overpowering, in my opinion.
If there are other spices in here, they are overpowered by the pepper in the coffee.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder...
Those are the ones that jump out.
Yeah, definitely. Which, it makes me wonder if the flavor is going to be that way, where it's going to be, like, mainly showcasing pepper, and then everything else is kind of a little blanketed over by that pepper. Hope not, but let's go ahead and try this.
That's pretty tasty.
Ooh. It's got some heat on that.
It does have some heat.
It does have some heat, man.
That coffee is very strong.
Ooh, yeah. I didn't get it at first when I drank it, but then you breathe back out and you get a little bit of the heat coming back up my throat.
And we're talking heat from pepper, not heat from alcohol.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't pick up alcohol at all in this.
No.
That's good. I feel like the body's a little thinner than I was expecting for this style.
It doesn't leave that film on your tongue that you expect from a big stout.
Which honestly, I like that kind of film.
It finishes a little bit clean. Yeah.
Yeah. Which can be a good quality, honestly.
Flavor, I like this a lot.
Yeah, I get it. It tastes like I just drank a cup of coffee in the aftertaste.
There's
with
a little bit
of pepper, like pepper shavings or something almost.
Yeah,
in it, like
There's a little bit of kind of like a fruit sweetness in it, which I think can be coming from the pepper, depending on what type of pepper it is. But it's kind of like this fruity, sweet aspect.
I can get that, yeah.
Which is nice in the beer, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's a good amount, like, take a couple more sips and there's some more heat coming through. It kind of builds up.
I feel like it's giving it, like, a little bit of a raspberry aspect to it, that kind of fruitiness, which is nice. I mean, like, raspberry, coffee, pepper, that's a pretty good beer. I don't think we're going to have any bad ones, but I think I kind of have a feeling I'm really going to be able to pick out the Chocoveza, because I know one of the big differences is it has nutmeg, and I don't think any of the others have nutmeg.
Okay.
So, we'll find out. But let's start smelling 2. 1 was good, though. So 2, when I swirled up, looks significantly more viscous than the first one. Oh, my God.
A lot thicker.
This is very dark chocolatey.
Yep. Almost a raisin. Like a really dark, deep fruit.
Yeah, like high ABV, raisiny type viscous
chocolate, scent. Like a box of chocolate covered raisins?
Yes. 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 Raisinets. But better than raisinets because I don't like raisinets.
A little bit of vanilla.
Yeah, there's definitely. Wow. I get so much chocolate. I get some of the pepper in there, but it's significantly more subdued than in the first one. The first one is like very front and center. This one, it's like chocolate. You get some of that vanilla in there, and then it's kind of like the pepper's in there, but it's toward the end, and it's not crazy.
I just keep swirling this around and just looking at how long it takes the beer to
wash
that back down the side of the glass.
Yeah, the lacing is crazy on this beer. Oh, man. Well, it is deep. It is dark. Yeah, you guys go ahead and start tasting. But it is deep, dark type scent. This is kind of what I'm looking for in this type of style, honestly.
Wow.
That is a really cool taste. That's...
Oh. Oh, God.
Definitely a good amount of spice in there, but rich chocolate. Sweet chocolate.
Yeah.
God, rich chocolate.
Heavy vanilla. Almost gives off a coconut
aspect to it. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. The vanilla is there. I definitely am getting that vanilla. I feel like I'm getting a tad bit of cinnamon to it as well.
Yeah.
Just, and that's coming kind of like mixed with that vanilla flavor at the exact same time.
I think I'm picking up on a little bit of alcohol heat in there too, but it's blending with the pepper heat.
Yes.
It's hard to pick out where one starts and the other ends.
I almost feel like the pepper heat in two is a little stronger in one in the back. Yeah. It's still burning my throat.
Yeah.
I hardly smelled any of it on the aroma, but definitely a lot more in the flavor there.
This significantly more present mouthfeel than the first one. This is the one that kind of coats your mouth.
The
alcohol is definitely there, but like, you know, Sean was saying, it's mixing with that kind of pepper heat. And you're getting some of that, like, pepper fruit flavor toward the end, which is like that greenness, that kind of earthy aspect to it. But it's just hitting like toward the end, and then you start getting the heat right after it. I like this beer.
I love that that rich, sweet chocolate raisiny flavor in there. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
This is going to be tough.
I will say already, I think I like two more than one.
I do like the viscosity in two that we didn't...
The viscosity is great. That dark chocolate is so dark chocolate. Yeah. And I am a dark chocolate fan, so that really speaks to me. I feel like things are very harmonious in that one. All right, let's go ahead and do three. Three was the one that had the very white head to it. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to say this, and then I forgot, and now I remembered. You were totally right, Matt, on number two with that coconut-type aspect. When everything's coming together in it, it really is kind of coconut-ish, which is nice.
And I don't think there's coconut in these beers.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It just brings that flavor out.
I know what three is, I'm pretty sure. It smells kind of peanutty to me, by the way.
I get a lot of the pepper. I get some more cinnamon, I think, coming in this one.
I think I might get that nutmeg you mentioned.
Yes, nutmeg. I definitely... The cinnamon and the nutmeg coming together in three gives... To me, it gives a little bit of a peanut-type scent.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely nutty. This brings back those memories of pumpkin beers in the fall.
Yeah, like tons of spice to it. Yeah. I'm not really smelling any peppers. Are you smelling any peppers? Did you say you smell a little bit?
I get pepper, yeah.
I'm having a hard time getting past like the nutmeg and cinnamon and everything.
I get a little bit of coffee in this.
Yeah, slight.
I can't tell if it's just like roast from the malts or if I'm picking up on coffee beans.
It's those damn spices for me. It's just crazy. I can almost guarantee number three is Chocoveza, but I could be wrong. You never know.
I just took a sip. I think this is lighter body than any of the other two that we've tried so far.
Super light.
That coffee's coming through in the flavor.
Get a lot of the coffee, definitely.
I'm getting some of the coffee. I'm getting so much nutmeg and cinnamon.
There's a good amount of spices in there. The heat from the pepper, I think, is more subdued.
It's there, still.
You still get a little bit of it? Yeah.
Which, honestly, I'm not upset with this beer about the level of the heat from the peppers. I think that's good. Like, it's kind of where it should be. But the spices are out of control, in my opinion. The nutmeg and the cinnamon is so pronounced.
I get a lot of it in the aroma. I don't get as much of it in the flip. To me, in the flavor, it's a little bit more balanced. I get some of the, definitely like you're saying, a little bit of the heat. It's the right amount for the size of beer that this is.
Right, yeah.
And
I agree.
There's a lot of different flavor components going on. To me, none of them really overpower, but
I feel I like
see if you know if you have an aversion to like cinnamon or nutmeg, yeah. it could.
Yeah,
which I in the right quantity I do kind of. Yeah. But I will say that it's, you know, I don't know. It's, I totally lost what I was gonna say. That's exactly what happened. I guess I'm already like thinking about how much I do like a lot of these beers, but the spice it's so much to me in that. I do remember now. I was gonna say that three. It seems like there's more of a lingering bitterness than the other two beers. I felt like. The bitterness was kind of taken away by the heat okay. on one and two, and three, because there's not a little bit more of a heat, the bitterness lingers more.
I noticed that as well.
I think it's not quite as rich, sweet maltiness as the first two as well, so that might help. There isn't as much to hide the bitterness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can see part of why it lingers also.
I think you're right on that. All right, well, let's go ahead and jump to the fourth and final one, and... This one's also very viscous.
Yeah, yeah. It looks this like. One's barely foaming up on me here.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Just like, yeah, swirling it up and then watching it come down the sides.
I get a ton of chocolate in the aroma.
Yeah. Ooh, chocolatey. A lot of that raisin.
It smells a lot like two.
It does.
But, chocolatey. Is there a little bit of a coffee-ness in there?
I think I get a little bit of a sweeter smell on four than two. Yes. Two had a little bit more roasty, like that dark, drier chocolate, and then this is more of a sweeter chocolate.
I agree. I can totally agree with that. And I think the raisins are kind of playing into that sweet chocolatey mm-hmm. aspect to it, which is making it like even sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if my nose is just getting burnt out on peppers, but I'm not really picking up
heat. I'm not getting any kind of... No. I'm getting a little bit of like a heat type aspect in my nose, but I'm not smelling any peppers really. Okay.
I almost feel like that sweet raisiny element is
taking over. Yeah. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. That's interesting. I get some vanilla in it, though, the more I keep going.
That's delicious.
Wow.
That's incredibly tasty.
That has a body on it, too.
Oh, it's good.
That's thick.
It's thick, heavy, rich.
Here's the interesting thing, too. The heat is there the entire time. Like, it's not like some of those other beers, at least for me, where it's like you're getting other flavors and then heat comes in.
Burns,
I feel like I'm getting all these flavors, but the heat's there the whole time.
It's hard to pick it out. It's just there all the way through. It's not overpowering. It's very well balanced in there. Kind of helps cut some of the sweetness of the beer, because it is a rich beer. But
I'm picking out some cinnamon, some vanilla, very minor spice elements here that they balance well.
Mm-hmm.
Very thick.
Yeah.
This flavor stays on your palate for a bit.
And you got that kind of like dark chocolatey aspect. You got that raisiny note that's kind of giving it a little extra sweetness. Mm. These are all good.
This is a beer I would like to just put that in a snifter. Just go sit slow down and just like enjoy that for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of complexity.
Well, now comes the part where we should probably just start jumping around and. You know, because I forget what one's like after having those other ones. But
so are we going to narrow down to two, or are we going to pick one out here?
Are we trying to pick a winner or just figure out what,
honestly,
say what we like?
You guys can do what you want and just say, I like this one, I don't like this one, or I like all of them, or whatever. What I was going to do is I was actually going to rank them in the order that I like them most. I was going to say I like this the most, and then this go down there.
Yeah,
Fair. When I went back to one, there's so much more coffee in the nose than all the rest of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like coffee, like nuts.
Very
it's like
coffee.
A green coffee aspect.
I think as far as the spiciness goes, I think two is the hottest, then one. And three and four, I think, are about the same to me in the flavor. Two definitely has the most heat on it. But it's like, it's got enough of that rich body to really balance it out. It's not like drinking fire water or anything like that.
No. It's pleasant.
I want to make a guess on what I think all these are.
I think I have the same guesses.
I think that one is Prairie Bomb.
Yeah.
I think that two is Hunapoo. I think that three is Shoko Veza. And I think four is the Mexican Cake. And I think four is the Mexican Cake because I think it has habanero peppers, which is a lot different than the other ones. Hmm. And I think that habanero peppers maintain a burn more than others. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure about two and four. I know one is Hunapoo and one is Mexican Cake. Yeah. I'm not sure which is which.
I was gonna go two is Mexican Cake, four is Hunapoo. So
It'll be interesting.
I think we know which ones Prairie Bomb and Choco Vesa are.
Yeah. I definitely know Choco Vesa. Yeah.
Both of those have coffee in them, yep. So I think they kind of stand out. And I remember Prairie Bomb having a lot more heat to it than Choco Vesa. Obviously, Choco Vesa has a lot more of the spices.
That nutmeg, yeah.
And so I think those two are pretty easy to pick out of these two. I, like I said, I had the Mexican cake after a long day of quote-unquote pouring beer for other people at a festival.
Nice.
So, and I've never had Hunapu, but both of those are, phenomenal beers.
I could probably drink all of these, including the Choco Vesa. I could keep drinking, but I would not seek the Choco Vesa out. I would seek the rest of these out. I think that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's a, it's not, that one's not made to be as big of a beer.
Right. And it's more, really, more available.
It's a good beer. It's one that you can get of this style around.
Yeah.
And it lives, it matches up. I'm not disappointed by that one in this lineup of some phenomenal beers. Yeah. So I think it's kind of gets a short end with this tasting,
But here's the other thing. I'm kind of crapping on the Choco Vesa, but for me, it's mainly because I don't really like strong spicing, and I'm not a fan of, cinnamon and nutmeg together. Yeah. So, if people out there like those spices and like a decent amount of it, you could love this beer. Rebecca really likes Choco Vesa. I bet she's drinking some upstairs right now. That's my guess. And rightfully so. If you like it, you like it. So.
Yep, absolutely.
So, I'll go ahead and take the lead. I want to rank mine how I like them most. I'm going to say I like number two the most. I like number four the second most, then I like number one, then I like number three. So really what I'm getting down to is the thicker, more serious ones are the ones I like the most. And the one with the most dark chocolate I like the most. And I think I gave two an edge over four because there's more serious dark chocolate notes in there. I get a little bit more of a vanilla flavor that I wanted to get. And four, I like the idea of the heat all the way through, but it's giving me a little bit of a hard time picking up some of the other flavors because of that. So that's where the slight edge comes for number two for me. So anyway.
I'm pretty close to the same thing. For me, I'd go four over two.
Okay.
I like that the sweeter, richer body.
And it is sweeter. It's definitely sweeter.
And like I said, that's one I think I could just sip on for a couple hours if I had a full glass of that. Two is phenomenal. I like the heat that's coming through there.
Four is good.
And I'd probably go one next and then three. I don't think there's a bad beer in the bunch, but
nah.
These are some tough
we're lucky we get to rank these for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly.
I'd go with what you had, Carlin. Okay. 2, 4, 1, 3.
Nice.
2, I love that coconut element that comes out of it.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is really
something
interesting.
About it. They're 2 and 4 are neck and neck, but I give the edge to the coconut.
Yeah.
I love the coffee, so I'm gonna go with 1 for the Prairie Bomb, the coffee combined with the heat.
Yeah.
And then 3 for Choco Vesa, but like Sean said, I'd have any of these on their own.
The more you keep going through all of these, the more one is so aggressive with coffee, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I like nice aggressive coffee in my beer, which is why I would seek that beer out again. And I actually have another bottle, which I'm excited about, because Rebecca had me on the no buying beer situation.
We've all been there.
Yeah, I know. And she's like, no buying beer, but I'm like, but I got this Prairie Bomb, and it's for this tasting on the show. And it's a 12-ounce bottle. I was like, if it's good, listen to what's in it. It's something she would like. And I'm like, so if it's good, do you really want to not have another bottle? It's only 12 ounces. She's like, fine, just do it. Fine. So I'm like, I won on that. But she won too, because she's going to get some.
By the way, I'm still feeling the burn from number two. That thing lingers.
Yeah.
Even after tasting any other beers.
All right, well, I'm going to reveal which one was which, and then I have written down also what ingredients are in each one, because some of them are a little different than others with what's in there. All right, so number one was the Prairie Bomb. I think we were all right about that. 13% ABV on that beer. Does not taste like
13%. That is surprising. That's
absolutely does not.
Yeah.
Number two is Westbrook's Mexican Cake. That's surprising to me. I thought that was the Hunapu. 10.5% alcohol by volume. It tastes maybe about that. Maybe a little bit.
I can see that. It's good.
Number three, obviously, was the Choco Vesa by Stone. We all picked that out. That's 8.1%. That's pretty low. And four was the...
Relatively speaking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for all these beers. Hunapu was 11.5%. It was number four by Cigar City. Wow.
That's interesting. I can't believe the Prairie Bomb is 13%.
Yeah, the Prairie's 13. That's nuts. It is the most... The highest in alcohol, yet it tastes probably the least astringent.
Yeah.
Except for the Chocobesa, I think. And that's because it's significantly lower.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I like the Mexican cake more than the Hunapu.
There you go.
I actually thought I was going to like Hunapu more.
Yeah.
But, hey, that Mexican cake, man. But like we said, they're all, like, it's so close. Especially between the Mexican cake and the Hunapu is very close right there.
They're all such, they're all, like, the same style of beer, yet each one of them has such a distinct difference between
yes.
them.
Yes. And let me go ahead and tell you what's in each of them. They're all stouts. The Chocobesa has cocoa nibs, coffee, cinnamon, nutmeg, peppers, and vanilla. The Hunapu has cocoa nibs, ancho chilies, pasilla chilies, cinnamon, and Madagascar vanilla. Prairie Bomb has cocoa nibs, coffee, vanilla, and chili peppers. And Mexican Cake has cocoa nibs, vanilla, cinnamon, and habanero peppers.
That must be the source of that strong burn.
Yeah. Which I guess is what I was confused about when I was saying I felt like habanero had a more prolonged burn to it. I guess I was wrong with that.
It's just distinct. I mean, it definitely jumped out. There was a lot more pepper in number two.
Yes, yeah. No. In four, and it was just, like, pretty sustained. Well, this was good.
Yeah, this was fun.
This was a lot of fun. I still have a bunch left, and they were small tastes, so there's more beer upstairs. There's more... Definitely more Hunapu, Westbrook, and Chocobesa.
We're going to have an intermission right now. All the Hunapu.
We're actually not going to have an intermission. We're going to be unfair because we're going to do mystery beers. So, as in unfair to the mystery beers, because they're probably not going to do as well. Which Rebecca was basically like, really, you're going to do mystery beers after you like screw your palate up with those massive beers? And I was like, but here's the thing. Real life beer drinking situations. There will be times where you're like, hey.
There are going to be times when I'm going to drink four chili pepper chocolate beers and then want to have a couple more. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But we just had a bunch of, you know, dark beers. And the ones sitting in front of us are very light in comparison.
One almost looks like a wheat ale.
Yeah.
And then the other is like a IPA or an amber.
Yeah. So A, we'll get the coloration out of the way. A is very, you know,
copper.
Orangish, yeah. Copper amber. And it's very clear. I can't see any sediment in there. It's very filtered. It's got a nice white head to it. B, on the other hand, well, Sean's...
Looks like grapefruit juice.
Yeah, it looks definitely like grapefruit juice. It's got a little bit of that pink tinge.
I don't think we have the same beer.
I think you got the top and we got the bottom.
Different parts of the bottom.
Matt and I. But yeah, it looks like slightly pink with like grapefruit juice in there. So
mine doesn't look like that at all. Mine looks like a Hefeweizen.
Yeah, it does.
I got a lot of like chunks of stuff floating around, but it's a much lighter yellow color than yours. Yep.
It'll be interesting to see what this is like. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and start sniffing on A and see what we're getting out of it.
Ooh, I get a ton of like sweet fruit flavors.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's a caramelly aspect in there too. I think I know immediately what this beer is.
This smells like a creamsicle.
Yeah.
This has a very particular scent.
Creamy and malty.
Oh my god. Amazing hop. Whatever hop it is, it's super citrusy.
Like a mosaic or a...
It's like super citrusy, like dipped in caramel.
Yeah, you get that sweet, sugary caramel malt flavor. God. Our aroma, and then you also have tons of citrus, almost like a tropical passion fruit.
Very tropical, very tropical. I feel like if you throw a little bit of like a vanilla aspect into that caramel too, I'm getting a little bit of that.
God, I want to eat this smell.
Oh my God. This beer is so goddamn smelly.
Mm.
In the best way possible.
I hope the flavor doesn't.
I don't want to drink it because
I just want to smell it all day.
I mean, after I thought I was going to be totally let down after the four beers that we just had, this aroma is phenomenal.
It's got some real nice, like fruity bubblegum notes in the nose too.
Hmm.
Good Lord, this and you, like you said, creamsicle, Matt. It's got these creamsicle aspects to it, like that vanilla-y, caramelliness with the citrus and. I think I know what kind of beer this is. I think I know what beer this is because I've not smelled any other beers that smell this way before. If this isn't the beer I think it is, then there's another beer out there like it, and I'd be surprised. But it smells phenomenal. I'm hoping it, all right, you go ahead and drink.
I gotta taste it.
But I hope it tastes exactly the way it smells, because that's crazy.
It does.
Yep. That's very awesome. Very citrusy. Lots of orange and creaminess.
From damn it, it does.
Wow.
This beer...
I can't believe we just found something that held up against what we were just tasting.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's tasting on my palate like my palate's clean, basically. Because the flavors are so robust in this beer.
It's a rich beer.
God. That's really
palate
good.
Palate cleanser. It goes down easy. It's not... I thought with all the caramel aroma... And maybe it's because of what we just drank. But I thought with all that caramel sweet aroma, it would be a richer beer than it is. But it's just... It's still very easy drinking.
Yeah, this is tasty.
This beer kicks... a ridiculous amount of ass. Like,
yeah,
all the different layers of flavor in there that we were talking about, what we were smelling is what's in the flavor.
Yeah.
And to have all those, I mean, it sounds weird for like the creamy aspects and like the vanilla and caramel to be with like an extreme citrusy note. It's nuts. And you would think it just sounds odd, but the way it's executed, it all goes together. Perfectly. It is magical. It is a really good beer. And
wow. Absolutely.
It's going to get a high mark for me, I'm going to be honest.
Mm. Today's a good day.
I'm getting some of that bubblegummy aspect in the flavor, too. Mm. I think I know what beer this is, too. Mm. Which makes me happy that tasting it blind, I feel the same way. Although I could
I
be wrong.
I have no idea what beer that is, and I love it.
It's... That's killer. That's like a killer ass beer. Oh my god!
I've had a lot of breweries are going down this road of, you know, these very orange forward beers. Right. A lot of blood orange beers that are out there, and this reminds me of a lot of those. Very, very forward orange flavors.
Reminds me a lot of like Orange Whip from Mad Fox.
Yeah, you're right.
Never had
it
that.
It tastes a lot. It's one of their more heralded beers. It's an IPA they release occasionally.
I don't know. Is this
really good?
Is this an IPA? Because I mean, or just like a really hoppy pale ale?
I think it's an imperial.
Okay.
Would be my guess.
Because I get
it's
a lot...
got a very significant mouth feel. Okay. You know, it's pretty thick, which it really helps with that creamy aspect to it.
That's nice.
You can see that, yeah.
I want more.
I guess as I'm tasting it more, I'm picking up on a little bit more of the body. I think it's because we're just drinking imperial stouts that it's a little bit heavier.
Super heavy.
But the bitterness isn't over the top. It's well balanced. It's a well rounded beer.
This is the thing. This beer is very, I mean, it's got a nice thickness to it. It's got a lot of intense flavor to it. But I keep picking it back up, so it's making it kind of sessionable. When you would think that all of its qualities would make it not
it's
sessionable.
It's probably like a 10% double IPA.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
it's very drinkable.
Awesome. The way it's executed.
That's a hell of a beer.
Very well executed. I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm a fan.
Okay, enough going crazy over A. We got to give B its time in the sun,
grapefruit
its due
juice
diligence.
Here.
Yeah, grapefruit Ooh, juice beer. Let's.
That smells sour.
I'd like it if it smells like grapefruit.
That smells tart.
Oh my god,
yes,
that smells
does.
Sour.
Can I smell one of you guys' beers just to...
Yeah, make a comparison.
Okay, that... I'm getting about the same aroma.
Okay, good. It's like a sour saison.
Yeah.
Getting like a yeasty quality.
Yeah,
definitely get some funkiness in there from the yeast.
Yeah.
Smells good.
Like a funky sour saison?
I mean, this beer has been sitting here for a while, and there's still a ton of head on it.
There's a lot of lemony aspect in the scent there. It smells really good.
Hmm.
Oh my god. I feel like if this tastes like how it smells, this is one of the most phenomenal episodes ever. Like, ever.
Just end the show. This is it.
Just stop. We're done.
Going out on top.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm no longer making episodes because I reached the pinnacle.
It's been a fantastic run.
Yeah, can't go up from here.
Oh god, the sourness smells so good.
Wow.
I don't know what this beer would be. I don't even know what she would have picked up that's sour like this.
That's an interesting flavor.
Right. Ooh, the sourness is more subdued than I thought it would be.
It is. It's
But it's there.
Much more fruit forward in the flavor.
It's got a funk. This must be something with... Like a Brettanomyces saison, basically, is what I'm thinking. Because it's got that funky...
I can see some Brett being used in this.
Yeah. It's got that funky aspect. And usually with, like, Brett beers, I get, like, a lot more sour notes on the nose than I get in the actual flavor. So that's kind of playing around here.
You get a really cool mouthfeel with this beer. It's just... It, like... It's mouth coating, but just really soft, light, and fluffy.
Mm-hmm. It is. I was thinking the same thing.
It doesn't, like, overwhelm my palate, but it's just there all over.
Very soft.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's definitely, like, coating your mouth, but it's not coating it in this serious way. It is kind of like a flavored pillow just sitting in your mouth.
Yeah.
Or like a flavor, say, like, a slightly tart, citrusy-flavored marshmallow, and you just put it in your mouth and just let it sit in your mouth, because then it feels like...
kind of dissolve and just...
Yeah, it's... That is kind of how it is.
Yeah.
It's very much
I get a little aspect. Bit of this. That's I mean, good. I definitely get some citrus, some lemon, some tangerine almost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a ton of sourness in the flavor. I got a ton of it, a lot in the aroma.
I would say, for me, I kind of categorize it two different ways. Sourness and tartness.
Okay.
And I get a bit of a tartness in the sourness to me is more like serious.
I smell this and I think it's going to be a mouth puckeringly like Russian River style sour beer.
Yeah.
But it's just really nice. That's crisp, very refreshing.
Tasty. Yeah, it is, and that's a good point. It is crisp and refreshing, even though it's funky and tart and saison yeasty. It's a good beer. This is the best episode. I'm done. I drop the pen. I walk away.
Press the stop button.
I just went back to A, and that aroma is
phenomenal. I bet it's phenomenal, isn't it?
God.
Yeah, creamsicle all over again.
It's not just the aroma, it's the friggin' flavor there.
Orange, vanilla, delicious.
There's not a bad beer on this table. The worst beer on this table is the Shoko Vesa, and that's not that bad, honestly.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, exactly. You hit it on the head. That's an amazing problem to have. We have had a wonderful afternoon. Oh my gosh. Killer. Killer
stuff. See you guys. Oh wait, we gotta find out what these beers are.
Yeah, right? We gotta, you know, we gotta rate these, and I'll come up with their overall numbers. B's gonna give me a little bit of a hard time in figuring out where to put this because I don't know. That's really nice, though.
Hmm.
It is nice. It's not like super friggin' nice, but it's really nice. Okay, I'm gonna do either. Of you feel comfortable? We could go around and do all the same one, and then go around and do the other one.
Right?
Yeah, brutal battle style.
Keep it brutal.
Whatever you want to do. But do you want to go around and just do all A first or all B first, or do you want to go each of us do, I'm going to do this for A and this for B, and then go to the next person? I don't know if it's going to...
I guess we go around, so I guess A first.
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Who wants to... Do you want me, Lily? I don't care.
So this is out of 10?
Out of 10.
Yep.
And just...
FYI, the highest rated Brutal Battle beer is
a 7. But here's the thing. It evens out, you know? But I usually tell people, you can rate it however you want to rate it. It's personal.
Mm-hmm.
So do what you want to do. But what has typically been done, what I do on the show, is a 5 is a quite nice beer. Like, a 5 is a nice, nice beer.
Mm. 10 is a beer that's never been brewed before.
Yes, 10 has never been brewed before and probably never will be brewed. Or something crazy happens. I don't know. I start having synesthesia, and then, you know, then I start giving 10s out at that point. So,
well, then on that scale, I'm going to give A a 6. This is really good. I could smell this all day, and I could drink this all day.
I love A right now. I don't know. I have no clue what this is. I'm going all in. I'm giving it a 7. I really like this beer.
Okay, I am going to blow you guys away. I'm giving A an 8.
Whoa.
Wow.
I think this is for the mystery round, this is the best beer we've had in the mystery round. In my opinion,
that is a period. A good beer.
Because I think about what's up in the number one right now, and that's like, Racer 5 has mainly been the measuring stick for me. I want this more than Racer 5. Any day. Any friggin' day.
Well, I haven't been able to have Racer 5 in... Yeah, 2 years now.
We're not getting Racer 5 anymore, which is
I would love to try it, but this is
sorry guys.
Fantastic beer.
Are you getting it?
Oh, we never stop getting it.
Oh god. You get all the good stuff.
Why don't you go back to your state? Just stay there.
You get all the good stuff, man. All right, well, what do you guys want to do for B?
B's good too.
So, by the way, A got an overall of 7, so it's actually tied with Racer 5.
Okay.
As with some other beers, too. Like, the Three Brothers Optimization recently hit a 7 as well. So,
well, anyway. if I'm being consistent,
and in the way you're rating,
and I gave a 6,
mm-hmm.
B is good, but it doesn't blow me out of the water like A.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with 4
for A. Okay, that's fair.
Or for B.
That's fair, you can do that. Sean?
I think B is pretty good. I'm trying to remember how I've rated things on here in the past.
No one's going to kill you
yeah.
if you're off, you know what I mean?
I like B. I mean, that's a beer that I found pretty intriguing. I think there's a lot of really, like, simple complexities in there.
I agree.
And I think it's hard to match up to everything that I'm trying to break it and single it out from everything else we've had today. I think I'm probably going 5 with that one. Okay. I like that beer.
There is no reason not to do a 5 on that one. And I'm between 2 numbers at the moment, and I'm really trying to figure out what's the most fair. I don't know. I feel like this beer is very, very delicate and nice, and I'm actually going to surprise people and give it a 6.
Wow.
I think it's really... Because when it comes to, like, delicate beers, that's not easy. You know? Mm-hmm.
Did we all drop 2 from our score for A?
Yeah. Okay. I think we did.
So it still averages a 5 there.
Yeah, so it's average of 5.
Still an awesome rating for Brutal Battle.
Yeah, it is. That's up there with nice stuff. I mean, a 7, an amazing rating. A 5, a really good rating. This has been a crazy
clue
good...
what either of these beers are.
I don't know what B is. I like it quite a bit, especially for, you know, what I'm tasting out of it, but... I think I know what A is. Do you want to hear what I think it is?
Let's hear it.
I think A is Double Duck Pin by Union Brewing.
Hmm.
I don't... That nose to me... I've had a lot of Double Duck Pin. Well, okay, I won't say a lot. I've had some Double Duck Pin, but when I have it, I enjoy it so much. And that nose, when I first smelled it, it's a very distinct nose, in my opinion.
I can agree with that for the most part. When I've had Double Duck Pin in the past, I've picked up on more alcohol, I thought.
I have not... I think it's, like, super smooth. Okay. And I think it's, like, an 8.5% Double Duck Pin.
You guys live just down the street from Duclaw. Have you had that new Duclaw beer with the experimental hop? I forget what it was called, but it was... It tasted very orange forward. I'm blanking on the name.
Sorry, I don't know.
Great for radio. But it tastes a lot like this beer. I don't think it's the same, but it really reminded me of that
Interesting.
One. I'll come up with a name for you.
Okay. There. Well, as we do it here, we're going to reveal the loser of the episode, which isn't really a loser of this episode, because it got an overall 5.
Oh, you suck. Gosh.
Oh, man. Which, I mean, an overall 5 is really good. I mean, I like this beer. I'd keep drinking this beer. B with an overall of 5 is... Oh, man. Stillwater Artisanal Ales. Sensory Series. Is this their Lower Dens? It's their Lower Dens.
Okay. That never is, had that before. Okay.
It says remastered with Brett.
Okay, well, we pulled out the Brett.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, Lower Dens. I had Lower Dens recently, not long ago. Well, yeah, I had one that I bought a bunch of bottles of, and because I really liked it, because it's done with, like, hibiscus.
It's a pretty
good beer. It's a Saison brewed with hibiscus, and when it's the straight-up Saison brewed with hibiscus, it's really good. So this, and it has a sticker remastered with Brett, so they just added Brett to that beer.
Gotcha.
That is
literally a sticker?
It is a sticker just put on top of the normal label saying remastered with Brett, which I think is kind of funny and cool. But I think this is kind of like that next step that the beer could take.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's an awesome beer. You add Brett to this beer, it's even more awesome. Damn, Stillwater doing it again. Brian Strumke, good job. Really good job on that. That's a nice one. A 5, if you're listening, Brian... A 5 is not a bad rating on this show. We don't give 5s lightly. I'm going to be honest. We really don't. Especially an overall 5. Okay. A.
The Blood Orange Gypsy is what I was thinking of.
Oh, Blood Orange Gypsy.
Mm-hmm. I'll continue with number 1 or whatever they called it.
Got it. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I haven't had it, but I've seen it.
Okay.
All right. A, with an overall of 7, the winner of this episode and a damn fine beer that I
Absolutely.
Want more and more and more of is... Wow. Double Duck Pin.
Look at that.
Okay.
By this Union. Guy.
I knew it. The smell, man. I know that smell.
That is crazy.
But the main reason I know that smell so well is because there are a lot of beers I enjoy and I take my time with. But when it comes to, like, Imperial IPAs, if I'm not having something like, you know, a Sip of Sunshine or a Heady Topper or an Abner or anything like that, you know, what I can get, I'm taking a lot of time with my double duck pins because I just feel like the complexity is phenomenal. The flavors are crazy. The aromas are so unique.
That was an awesome beer.
It's
I must say, being in that far-off state you guys mentioned of Virginia, there's a lot of talk about double duck pin. And
the talk a lot of pipe, is legit.
And we wish we got Union down in the great Commonwealth.
The talk is legit. I'm going to, rare occasion where we get to disappoint you. You're not going to get it for a long time,
oh, I'm sure.
if at all, ever, because
I think they're looking to brew it about 3 times a year. And yeah, okay. They want to keep it small batch to keep it special.
Does this fly off the shelves?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure does.
When I was working at Friendship, so I had only really had it for the most part on draft, and I think I was probably drinking it too cold because we're keeping it in the storage box at 37 degrees.
Yeah, drinking it cold that makes it more alcoholic.
Warming up, that was. I think more the hop flavors come out so and kind of cover up the alcohol.
So good. It's
like I was saying,
isn't
it cold?
You like 8.5%.
It is 8.5 exactly.
Yeah. I know this beer well.
That's an awesome beer.
I wonder what hops they use. They don't say on the side.
I don't know, but I love it.
Very good.
Oh, in the lower dens, I don't see a ABV on it. I just assume it's low.
I didn't say it earlier, but I mean that's one thing that I was thinking that it could have possibly been. Would have been heady, and it's like I knew it wasn't that, but
right.
Well, it's a hell of a double IPA.
The thing is, Heady Topper has an extremely unique Imperial IPA aspect to it. This is the same way. It's very unique. I have not come across another beer that has this kind of aroma and flavor profile. Yeah. It stands out for that reason, and rightfully so. It's awesome. I will say this came out of my personal stash. I'm sure. Because when it came out this last time, I bought a case of Double Duck Pin. I was kind of that guy. But at the same time, I took half of the case and gave it to some other people. So I only kept 2 6-packs for myself. The others I gave to six other people.
Oh, you're giving it to us?
I gave it to 6 other people, so I was spreading the love, you know. And it was to people in Pennsylvania who really didn't have a chance to get a hold of Double Duck Pin, so... I was like, I just want you guys to know there's some really good stuff going on in Maryland. It's called Union Brewing, and this is the Double Duck Pin. So
it's good stuff. Yeah. Union's great. If I sit down in a bar and they have Bald Alt or regular Duck Pin, I'm ordering it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, even their simple style beers, like they're Bald. You know, a lot of people don't like alt beers or don't even know what alt beers are, but they do a really nice alt beer. And then they did like a different, like hoppier imperial version of it called Bald the More.
Oh, yeah. So
that was nice.
It's got a stickle alt. So
what's the difference there? I just assumed it was like an imperial version of an alt beer.
It's pretty much what it is. Okay. It's like a traditional German kind of, I guess, like, I'm trying to think of the word. I'm blanking here right now. Drank a lot of beer.
Awesomeness? I don't
know. No, it's like really good. A thing that, like, their anniversary beer. They'll brew, like, a special batch of their alt beer, kind of stickle alt. And that's what Bald the More is. It's basically just a stepped up, bigger version of their alt beer.
Well, I know that when Union's done some special batches of their Double Duck Pin, they did like a grapefruit Double Duck Pin. Like, Double Duck Pin with grapefruit added.
Oh, okay.
Which I can't even imagine what that's like. It's probably like...
I haven't tried that.
I don't know if it would be a little bit better or if it would just make it a different kind of awesome on the same level. I don't know. But I do remember the very first time I had Double Duck Pin. It was the first time I went to... the brewery, and they have a little, like, tasting room up front, and I was like, oh, Double Duck Pin, I'll give that a try, it's an Imperial IPA, I love Imperial IPAs, so I took my first sip, and I was like, this is really good, like, this is really good, and they were doing tours that day, and the head brewer, Kevin Blodger, was just, like, hanging out, so I went up to him, I knew who he was, like, I'd recognized him from seeing the Brewmore Baltimore movie, and I went up to him, and I'm like, hi, my name's Carlin, I'm with Brutal Battle Podcast. Like, this Double Duck Pin is really good. Like, really good. Are you guys going to can this? And he was like, yeah, I mean, we've been talking about doing it. And I was like, please do, because I will always buy it when it comes out. And he was like, okay, we'll think about it.
So we have you to thank you for this.
No, probably not. I mean, they were already talking about it. So, you know, they were probably smart enough to know before I said something that they were going to put it out because it's that
this
good.
This beer is freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's important to note that it's at the very top of the beers that have been on the show. Its overall average was a 7, so that leaves it tied with, you know, Racer 5 and the Hoptimization. And there were a bunch of other beers that got sevens that are kind of there, like the Big Dippa by Big Dippa,
yeah.
Heavy Seas, the Rye IPA by Smutty Nose, bunch of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So there's tons of stuff up there. Morning Glory, nice. That was early on. Wait, did Morning Glory get that?
Morning Glory was pretty high, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, it was
that
a good one. So
yeah.
Oh my God. We actually you guys have no beer left in front of you. I have some of everything.
It's just that good today.
No, it is. But the thing for me thirsty. Is I feel like I have to keep talking and you know coordinating things so I don't relax
I
and
keep
just
talking,
sip the beer as much.
Sometimes words don't come out.
So. Yeah. When you get to a certain point, yeah, that's what happens. But oh man, Sean, Matt, thanks for making this possible. I'm really glad that we had some awesome mystery beers for you guys because you brought some nice beers with you, and it's like a celebration.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us, as always.
Yeah, man. Anytime you guys want to come on, anytime you want to bring Mexican cakes with you and, you know, what have you, you know, go ahead.
Anytime you want to lose another tournament, you just let me know.
Well, Mexican cake comes out in May, so I'll be talking to my family soon.
Well, here's the thing. We'll see what happens next episode, because next episode is the tournament, so...
Oh, well, you'll lose again. That's all right. All right.
We'll see. We know what the style will be, but the listeners out there don't know, and it's going to be interesting and challenging and awesome.
Be ready.
Yeah, be very ready.
And Carlin, bring it.
Yeah, you better believe. Since I lost the last one, I gotta bring it this time. But anyway, thank you guys so much.
Cheers.
Thank you, listeners, so much. If you guys can find any of these beers ever, you know, do it. If you can't find it, contact me and see what we can do to get you out here and get you these beers. So, you know, I can MapQuest and send you the way to drive here.
I was like, man, the budget just expanded. No, you're going to be flying people out here?
I'll take some Minipu next time you have some.
Okay, there you go. I have a budget of $0. Oh, actually, I have a budget of negative money, just so you know. So, anyway, thanks everyone for listening. See you next time for the Brutal Battle Royale. And please remember,
keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.